So the idea actually came a few years ago. I was living in Saskatchewan, and I worked with a cable company out there who every year did this this TV show. It was a call-in show, Letters to Santa. And so there was one longtime employee who dressed as Santa and had the big booming voice and looked the part. But they asked for a volunteer from staff every year for the head elf. And I put my hand up and I was picked, and so it was a big thing. So I had to go get some leggings and you know, some tights or whatever, and a Christmas sweater and a hat and the whole thing. So I dressed up for this, and what they did was on screen they shrunk you down, so the elf was much smaller than Santa, of course. And that segment finished in like 20 minutes, and then I found myself in my office. It was a call center, just dressed like an elf, basically. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have some fun with this. So I just decided last minute to go out and perch on people's like desks, their filing cabinets, take some fun photos. And then I just jokingly called myself the dark elf on a shelf because, you know, the elf on a shelf looks a very particular way. And I wasn't posing. I was just sort of sitting there and had a really like stony impression expression on my face. And then fast forward a year, so it's 2016, I'm in Newfoundland now, I've moved back, and my Facebook memories popped up of these photos of you know, me dressing as an elf. And it was like mid-December, and I said, kids, we're going to the mall, we're getting some leggings. I grabbed an outfit, and we just started walking to businesses. Because like, no one really knew me at the time, and I didn't really know many people. So I just started going to random businesses, like a Subway or whatever. And I said, hey, like, I'm doing this thing, and you know, maybe you want to make a donation to the food bank. I think I raised, like, in 2 weeks, like $150 for the food bank at the time. I did it again the following year in 2017, and I've been doing it every year since. And it gets bigger and bigger every year, to the point that, you know, in September, October, people start messaging me, asking me, is the dark elf going to be you know, on the go this year? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. It's my favorite time of year. So typically, I'll be at a place for like 15, maybe 20 minutes. And, you know, when I walk in, you know, some people might, you know, like shoppers in a store or might like glance at me, but you know, it's Christmas time. People aren't that surprised at someone dressing up. But once I hop up on like a counter or a desk or something like that, and then people start understanding what I'm doing, everyone just dies laughing. And then the funny thing is, everyone wants to pose right away. So they want to get beside me. I'm like, no. It doesn't work like that. I'm invisible. I don't exist. The magic of the dark elf makes it so you can't see me. So I'm this enormous man perched on like a counter while people are shopping, they're paying for goods. And everyone acts sort of as normal as they can. And then when you look at the photo, it's like I die laughing still. Like years later, I look back at those photos and it still kills me. Like it's just so ridiculous. And you can tell that people are struggling not to laugh, but yet they're holding it together, as am I.